Welcome to another edition of Fight Club, the call to action segment within the Grit Northwest podcast. Fight Club is built to educate and motivate you to act on issues that directly affect your ability to provide for yourself and your family. Fight Club is not for excuse makers or finger pointers. Standing proud with your brothers and sisters to protect what we have is not your cup of tea. You can stop listening now. Fight Club members care about their careers and aren't afraid to put in the effort to protect it. They don't assume or expect someone else to do the heavy lifting needed to strengthen their union and better their lives. Fight Club members roll up their sleeves and get involved. They understand and appreciate that a union is only as strong as its members. We're ready to fight for what we believe in. Are you? If so, let's get to work. Our guest today is Jeff Thorson with the Northwest Carpenters Union Contracts Negotiation Department and a member of Local 196. Jeff will explain what efforts the Regional Council is taking to prepare for contract negotiations in 2021. Jeff Thorson, welcome to Fight Club.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show today. As you know, Fight Club is the call to action segment of Grit Northwest. The call to action today is contract. So, Jeff, where are we at in the current state of contract negotiations for 2021?
Right now, we are in the phase of education to our membership, our rank and file, and our staff to negotiate 51 contracts up this next year. We started with a meet and greet this last week, and that went over really well. And we'll be engaging everyone at the beginning of January with an education piece on what our negotiations and also what the process is for negotiations through the Regional Council.
So how did these rank and file members become eligible to be on the contract negotiation team representing the members of their local?
So a member needs to be in good standing, which means that you have to be a member for 2 years and in good standing for 12 months to be able to hold office. And then you're also, the local unions were sent a letter to where they would ask membership to that were interested in being part of the negotiation team to submit an application. They were selected by their union president and submitted to the contract administration department.
So when a rank and file member actually steps up and says, I want to be part of the contract negotiation team, do they get reimbursed for that, Jeff?
Yeah. So what will happen is they'll get reimbursed for hours they miss from work. So they are paid their regular union rate for the hours that they do miss work for participating on the negotiation teams.
Okay, and what is exactly expected of these members that are volunteering?
We're asking members to participate in any of the trainings that are happening, to participate in the surveys, to get the word out on the job site, to family members within the trade, friends, to be available for on social media.
So someone that is a representative of the rest of the rank and file members in a local, how do they get input from the people they're representing?
You know, 2 years ago in 2018, Local 1503 put together a rank and file bargaining committee at the local union level, and that was really effective. So we're modeling that. In fact, Local 30's already started this a couple of months ago. Where we're requesting each local union to establish their own bargaining committee at the local union level so members can get involved and take their concerns and interest and bring them forward to the actual negotiation teams.
So how many open contracts are we looking at for 2021?
Joe, we have about 51 contracts that are open for 2021. There's several area master agreements up and down the I-5 corridor. Western Washington, Oregon, Southwest Washington has the three main contracts open for wages and benefits. You got Alaska open, you've got Montana open, and Wyoming's currently under being negotiated right now, as well as several industrial contracts, I think around nine of them. There's also shipyard marine sector contracts that are open, as well as public sector contracts that are open. And then we have several private independent agreements that are open as well.
Jeff, I know down in Southwest Washington and Oregon, the AGC and the GCCA contracts are open for something called wage openers. And how does that differ from the contract that we voted on 2 years ago?
Wage openers are in the middle of a contract cycle. So when we negotiated the contract back in 2019, there was it was for 5 years, and there were wages and benefits that were negotiated for the first 2 years. We're coming up on the tail end of that right now, and we've got 3 years that are open. So we need to negotiate the wages and benefits for the next 3 years, whether it's done 1 year at a time, or it's done this year for the next 2 years and then another wage opener, or it's just all the way through the rest of the contract. It depends on, you know, a lot of things.
Aside from the rank and file representatives for each local, are the general membership going to have an ability to weigh in on any of the contracts coming up in 2021?
Yeah, we're going to put a survey together about the first week of February, between the first and second week of February, and it'll be open for a week or two, and we'll get the results towards the end and review them as a bargaining committee.
So that information, that surveyed information, will then be utilized to formulate a strategy to approach the contractors when it comes to doing our wage negotiation.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So it seems pretty important for the rank and file members listening right now, and those that that they can talk to on their job sites, to get as much involvement from our rank and file members as possible to accurately reflect what is important to our membership.
Yes, and I'll tell you, you know, historically, it's always been where roughly 10% of the membership responds to our survey request, and then usually about 20% respond to the actual ratification when you go to vote on the contract, whether to accept it or reject it. So, you know, this last couple of cycles between Western Washington and Oregon and Southwest Washington, you know, those numbers have increased dramatically, which we're really proud to say. I mean, a lot of it has to do with going electronic on our surveys and going electronic on our vote ratifications. Those numbers have more than doubled, and in some places close to tripled.
That's fantastic, but it's still far from 100%, which would be ideal. I mean, when we're talking about the wages and benefits and working conditions for our members, you'd think every member would want to have an active participation in that.
Yeah, and you know, even with, you know, and I'll tell you, with the different units that we have some units that have, you know, 15, 20, 30 members, sometimes 100, sometimes 200. We get pretty good participation, you know, results with that, anywhere from 80, 90% participation with ratification. But with our area master agreements, when we cover 12,000 people, you know, for Western Washington and 8,000 people for Oregon, Southwest Washington, those are huge numbers. And for whatever reason, it's really hard to reach everybody. And that's why we need you to reach out to everyone on your jobs to get the word out and to get these results increased.
Well, Jeff, this has been a great conversation. Where can our members go to find out more information about the current state of contracts for 2021?
Well, we've got a couple of options for you, Joe. We've got our contract 2021 page on our website that'll be launched here shortly. There'll be several area master agreements, and there'll be links to the survey. There'll be links to when it becomes time to vote. Very good resource for information. And you can like and share our contract administration Facebook page.
That sounds great. And that information will also be available at nwcarpenters.org, I imagine.
That is correct.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show. And I look forward to hearing more from contract negotiation team in the year to come.
All right, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Our guest today has been Jeff Thorson. The threat of member complacency has been identified. Not knowing the process of how we negotiate for better wages, benefits, and working conditions for our members is unacceptable. Take the time to learn the process, ask the questions, and better educate yourself as to what's at stake, or someone else might do it for you. This is your union. Treat it as such. Know a fellow carpenter capable of fighting to protect our way of life? If so, tell them about Fight Club. Fight Club is a proud member of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. Until next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.